Today on the Interlaken Collection, we celebrate the orchestral music of Ludwig van Beethoven, including a performance of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, featuring over half a century of Interlaken student musicians. Beethoven's orchestral music is coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Beethoven composed his Coriolan Overture in 1807, not for Shakespeare's play, but rather for one that had just been written a couple of years earlier by Heinrich Josef von Collin. Here's a performance of Beethoven's Coriolan Overture, almost two centuries after it was composed, in November of 2002. Matthew Hazelwood leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra. Thank you. Matthew Hazelwood leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in Beethoven's Coriolan Overture in November of 2002. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and right now, we're going to do something we've never attempted before here on the Interlaken Collection. We're going to hear a complete performance of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7, but each of the four movements will be a student performance from a completely different decade. To make this as contiguous as possible, I'll just pop in for a moment between the movements with the credits, and then we'll recap all of the performers at the end of the piece. You can find all the information on our website at interlakencollection.org. Here's the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 from 1957, A. Clyde Roller conducting the National High School Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Interlaken's National High School Symphony Orchestra, conducted by A. Clyde Roller in 1957, with the first movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. The second movement now in 1969, Helen Kwok leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Helen Kwok, leading Interlaken's World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1969, in the second movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. The third movement now, from 1986. Nelson Nirenberg, leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra.
Thank you.
Nelson Nierenberg, leading the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in the third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Last but not least, the fourth movement is performed here by the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2011 with conductor Jung Ho Park. Jung Ho Park leading the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 2011 in the fourth and final movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 7. Before that, we heard the third movement played in 1986 by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra, the second movement by 1969's World Youth Symphony Orchestra, and the first movement in 1957 by the National High School Symphony Orchestra. You can find the information about all of these performances on our website at interlakencollection.org. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the Interlaken Collection, we're celebrating the orchestral music of Beethoven. We'll conclude this program with one of the four overtures he wrote for his opera Fidelio. This version likely dates from 1806, when the opera was still called Leonora. It's the Leonora Overture No. 3. Howard Hanson conducting the National High School Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1959. Beethoven's Leonore Overture No. 3. We heard Howard Hansen conducting Interlaken's National High School Symphony Orchestra in the summer of 1959. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.